SWAT cars. General Motors and their dealer organization throughout Southern Africa proudly bring you the drama, the danger, the thrills, and the facts when the long arm of the law travels in squad cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case files by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
Newbra Police Station, April the 12th, 7:45 p.m. It's a typical weekday night in Hilbra, and for the police, it's business as usual. A car accident, two bag snatchings, and a score of petty crimes that seem to breed in a big city. Amidst the activity, Captain Erasmus of the CID questions a small-time crook known as Walter Baby Cameron.
If that's all, I'd like to go now. And if that's not all, I'd like to call my lawyer.
Don't worry. I'm well aware of your rights as a citizen, and there's no need to exercise them. You're free to go.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You've only wasted 2 hours of my valuable time.
Now, you listen to me. You've got a record as long as my arm. I know you, baby, and I know your style.
Please, Captain. You said I was free to go.
All right, get out of here.
Next time you get yourself an eyewitness, make sure he's reliable.
One of these days, I'm going to catch you red-handed, and there'll be no way out. You've been lucky so far.
And I'll go on being lucky till the day I die.
You know, blokes like you amaze me. You think you can con the world. There are a lot of people in this city, and they're not all fools, and you'd better start believing that, for your own sake.
Well, thank you for those well-chosen words. Now, let me tell you something.
I thought you wanted to go.
Not before I've said this. You've been breathing down my neck for as long as I can remember. Now, that gives me a real pain. So I'm warning you to lay off.
Are you threatening me?
No, Captain, no. I'm just giving you a word of advice. Leave me alone.
Stay clean. That's my advice.
Think of me, Captain, and what I've said. Because if you don't, you'll be sorry.
April the 15th, 6:45 p.m. In a tree-lined street not far from the busy highway, a comfortable detached cottage nestles in half an acre of green lawn. This is the home of Captain John Erasmus, and he greets it with an appreciative smile as he opens the front door.
Anybody home?
In the kitchen.
I should have guessed.
That does smell good. Is it all your own work?
Of course. I've been getting in a lot of practice while you've been spending all your nights on duty.
So I see. Well, I can hardly wait to sample this. What's it called?
It's called beef stroganoff, and it's going to take another 20 minutes.
Well, they say the best things in life are worth waiting for.
I'm glad you realize that. I've been waiting for you for 2 whole...
I know. But my job is not like
and
any
other... There's no need to tell me. I've heard you say it all before. Someone's got to do it. You can get killed crossing the road, etc., etc.
Well, it's true.
I know it is, love. And it's what you want. And if you're happy, then I'm happy.
Anyway, tonight I'm home. And we're going to have a very quiet evening.
Good. Oh, by the way, there's a letter here for you. It came this morning.
Let's have a look at it.
Here. John, what is it?
It's nothing. Nothing important.
John, show it to me.
No, please, no.
Enjoy this week. It will be your last. What does that mean?
Jan, in my line of work, I meet a lot of cranks. This sort of thing happens time and time again. Now, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it? Of course I'll worry about it. Who'd want to send you something like this? I mean, what's it supposed to mean, your last week?
Jan, give it to me. Give it to me. Thank you. Let's forget all about it.
I thought you got lost around here or something.
No, man. You said you wanted me to case the joint, and that's what I was doing.
Yeah, you took long enough about it.
Well, I had to be sure. But there's no need to worry. There's nobody about.
Good. Oh, come on. Let's get going.
Right.
Right now. Okay. Inside.
Cash box should be just about over here. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
All right, crack it. Ah, good boy. Now you better switch on that torch so we can have a look. Just keep the light over this way. Oh, that's nice. Very nice.
Yes, there must be at least 1,000 rand there. Silly old goat. He should know better than to leave all his money lying around.
But that's why we're here. I told you this was a good place to it.
Yes, you were right about that. Here, grab hold of this. What are you going to do with your share?
I'm going to put it against some money I've already got stashed away. Then I'm getting out of the country.
I bet you're not going to waste any time, eh?
No, I'm not going right away. I've got a little score to settle first.
With who?
Captain Erasmus of the CID.
A cop?
Yeah.
Look, you want to be careful there, man. I don't know what you're going to do to him, but you want to be careful.
I won't get a chance to do anything to him if we sit here talking all night. So come on, let's get moving.
Yes, yes, all right. I suppose you're right.
But come on! Now, don't push me, man. How clumsy can you get? Get up off the floor, man. Come on.
You heard me. Get up.
Baby, I can't. What's the matter with you?
My stomach. Something sticking in.
Oh, no. You've cropped a piece of broken glass. Here, let me. I'm sorry I had to do that.
Clumsy.
Dad, don't start getting nasty. You hurt. And I'm the one that's got to get you out of here.
Don't do me any favors. Why don't you just leave me here?
So you can tell the cops who I am. No, thanks. Wherever I'm going, you're going too.
My way home now. I'll see if I can find a fare to take me back.
All right, 23. Back on duty at 8 tomorrow.
Right, you are, Bay. Signing off. I'll be glad to see my bed. Some boots over there. Looks as though they want a cab.
Can you take us to Kensington?
Sure. That's on my way home. Hop in. What's the matter with your friend?
Oh, he's all right. He just had a bit too much to drink. I'll get him home so he can sleep it off.
No, I understand. I get like that myself sometimes. Yeah. The wife doesn't like it too much, though.
Yeah, take the next corner over there.
Don't worry, man. I know how to get there. I live in that area myself. Lived there all my life.
Yeah?
There's not a part of Johannesburg I don't know. So I guess I'm in the right business. What do you blokes do to make a round?
We're in finance.
Yeah? I bet that's an interesting game. You must be real wheeler dealers, eh?
Look, if you don't mind, I'm not feeling very well either, and I don't really want to talk.
No, I don't mind. Blokes just trying to make a bit of conversation, that's all.
Yeah, sure, sure. But right now, I'm not in the mood for it.
Hey, he sounds really sick. Yeah, that's blood.
Yeah, he fell and cut himself.
Yeah, well, I don't want it all over my back seat. You can get out here.
Look, you take us where we want to go.
I don't like the look of this. Are you blokes mixed up in some sort of funny business?
All right, Pops. The game's over. Pull in over there.
Put that gun away.
No chance. Pull over. Okay. This is the end of the road.
think we'll head straight for Hillbrow, Constable.
Checking and go off duty, Sergeant.
Right. After the nerve-wracking experience we've just been through, I think we deserve a rest.
I don't know. I'd like to rent for every burglar that's turned out to be a cat on the roof.
Well, it could have been a burglar. It's our job to investigate every complaint. It's funny.
What, Sergeant?
Taxi cab. Onto the side of the road. One of the doors open. Pull over, Constable. Right.
Strange place to park.
Let's go and take a look. Constable, take a look at this.
Good grief.
Radio headquarters, Constable. This man's dead.
Mr. Cameron.
Yeah, I'm sorry for banging like that, but my friend here needs some help.
What's the matter with him? He's not drunk, is he?
No, he's not drunk.
What's the matter with him?
If you just let me get him inside, I'll tell you.
Right. Better bring him in.
Right. Come on, Peter. Come on.
There's blood all over his shirt.
Yeah, I know that. I'm not blind.
You two been up to? Told you when you took my room I wasn't going to put up.
All right, Mrs. Marsh, I know. There, two blokes picked Peter outside a bar there. They cut him with a broken bottle.
Don't care how it happened. All I know.
And if you don't get some bandages, he's going to bleed to death.
He's more than bandages. He needs a doctor. Go and call one.
No. I want my own doctor to see him. He'll be all right for now. Just as long as we get him wrapped up. Haven't you got anything in your first aid kit?
Well, I can go and have a look.
Well, go and do it, please.
All right.
Hey, Peter. Peter, can you hear me? Peter, don't pass the arms on me. If you can hear me, nod. Listen, boy. I'm going to get you a doctor tomorrow. And there's no need to worry. This fella's all right. He's a mate of mine. I'll put you in his care and I'll be back for you in a couple of days.
Where are you going?
I'm going to settle a score with Captain John Erasmus.
Captain Johnny Rasmus assembles a file on his desk and places it in a drawer. He reaches for a pack of cigarettes and is about to light one when his attention is broken by a knock on the door.
Come in.
There's a lady that'd like to see you, sir.
Really? Is she pretty?
She says it's very important, sir.
In that case, you'd better show her in, Constable.
Very good, sir. This way, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you Captain Erasmus?
Yes, I am. Won't you sit down?
Thanks. Don't mind if I do.
What exactly can I do for you?
Well, I suppose this is going to sound a bit funny. I don't really know whether I should have come to see you at all. No, you must be terribly busy, and I don't know whether or not what I've got to tell you is all that important at all. Well, I thought...
Well, just tell me what it is, and I'll see if I can help you.
Yes. Well... I let out rooms, you see, and two of my lodgers came back last night.
Yes?
Well, one of them had blood on him.
Was it his own blood?
Yes. Had a big gash on his stomach.
I see. Was any explanation given?
Well, his friend said he'd been attacked outside a bar. I didn't believe that. Not for a minute did I believe that.
Why didn't you believe it, Mrs.
Marsh? He didn't look me in the eye. Can always tell if someone's telling lies if they don't look you in the eye.
Yes, quite. What are the names of your lodgers, Mrs. Marsh?
Peter Van Sail and Walter Cameron.
Cameron? Is he a large man with a big baby face?
Yes. You must be psychic.
No, I just have a good memory for certain ugly faces. If you don't mind, I think I'd like to come out to your house and ask Mr. Cameron a few questions.
No, that's impossible.
Why?
They both left this morning. I told them to go.
Do you know where they've gone?
No, didn't ask.
I see. You suspect them of foul play. You dismiss them from your house, and then you decide to report it to the police.
Of course. It's my duty as a citizen.
That's a pity we don't know where to pick them up.
Yes, it is. It's lucky I told you about them.
Yes. I believe you asked to see me specifically about this.
Yes, I did.
Any particular reason for that?
I overheard these two boys talking last night. One of them mentioned your name.
Oh, really? Which one?
The one with the baby face.
What did he say?
He said he was going to kill you.
Thanks for just your watches. The time is 5 o'clock, and the breeze around your knees says the weather is going to be cloudy with some light rain later tonight.
Just a minute.
The weather bird says so. If you're going out tonight, be sure.
Yes? Can I help you?
Mrs. Erasmus. You don't know me, Mrs. Erasmus, but I'm an old friend of your husband.
Not Richard. From Durban.
Yeah, that's right. Richard, from Durban.
Oh, he's told me so much about you. Won't you come in?
No, thank you.
Sit down, please.
Thanks. Hey, it's a nice little place you've got here.
I'm glad you like it. Oh, please, you must tell me all about yourself.
Well, there's not much to tell, really. I expect John's told you most of it already.
Yes, he's told me a lot about you. All about your school days and the football matches.
Yeah. We used to have great fun. Good old John.
He's going to be tickled pink at seeing you again.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
He should be home in about half an hour. I'll give him a ring and tell him that you're here.
No. Let it be a surprise.
Just as you like. Would you like a cup of tea?
Well, that would be very nice. Thank you very much.
Now, go and put the kettle on.
What's that?
Oh, your nerves are in a bad way. Hello? Oh, hello, darling. You'll be home in 20 minutes. Oh, that's fine. Listen, you'll never guess. An old friend from Durban. That's right. Richard. He's here now. And he's looking forward to seeing you. Yes, that's right. See you just now. Bye. That was John. He said... What are you doing with that gun?
Well, what did you think of that?
Oh, she can talk, can't she?
All landladies are supposed to be good talkers.
Yes, well, anyway, thank you for referring her to me. You know, I think you're right. There is definitely a connection between the murder of that taxi driver and Walter Baby Cameron. Excuse me. Lieutenant MacDonald. Yes. Yes, I see. Well, that's very interesting. Thank you. Well, that was most informative. Blood samples found on the back seat of the taxi match those found at the jeweler's shop in Bramfontein.
Both jobs, Baby Cameron.
Well, that's the way it's beginning to come together. The labs are checking for similar samples at Mrs. Marsh's establishment.
And I'm sure she'll offer them every assistance. Mm. Lieutenant, I feel there's something you should know.
Yes?
2 days ago, I received a threatening letter. You know, one of these jobs put together with newspaper clippings.
What did it say?
It said, enjoy this week. It will be your last.
Mm. Well, do you have any idea who might have...
Yes, I do. Baby Cameron.
What makes you think that?
I hauled him in a couple of days ago on a charge of robbery. The witness was prepared to identify him. And when it came to the crunch, the witness...
Lost his memory.
Right. Suddenly started to go weak at the knees. And I had to let Cameron go. But not before he threatened me.
Well, if what you say is true, we should have quite a case against Baby Cameron.
If you don't mind, I'll put in a request to work with you on this case. I know a lot about Cameron. And to tell you the truth, I'm starting to feel a little bit uneasy. He's no crank. He's a very dangerous criminal.
Well, it'll be a pleasure to work with you, sir.
Anyway, for now, I'm off.
2 nights at home in 1 week, huh? That must be a record.
You're telling me. Tonight's pretty special, though. An old friend of mine has come up from Durban.
Ah, that's good to hear.
Yeah, I haven't seen him for years. Well, anyway, better be off.
It's all right for some. See you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye. Good night.
Good night, sir. Oh, sir?
Yes?
There's a phone message came through for you, sir.
What time did it come through, Constable?
Early this morning, 10 o'clock.
Well, it's now early evening. Why haven't I received it?
Well, it was a personal message, sir, and you weren't available.
Oh, never mind. Give it to me now.
There you are, sir.
Not leaving Durban for another week. See you in a week's time. Riches.
What do you want? Why are you doing this?
Your darling husband has been on my back for years. I served 3 years because of him. Now I want him to sweat. I want him to see me holding a gun at your head, and I want to see him sweat.
Sick. You must be sick.
No, no. Just tired of being pushed around, that's all.
They'll get you. Especially if they know you've hurt John.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you're right. Yeah, maybe you are. But to tell you the truth, I haven't got much time left anyway. You see, I killed a man last night. No, I didn't mean to kill him. I just hit him a little too hard, that's all. And now your husband, he would have been breathing down my neck by now. But I thought I'd come to him first. Just to show him that I've got a sting in my tail.
Please, leave us alone. Hurting John's not going to help you.
Ah, that's where you're wrong. It is going to help me. Deep down inside, it's going to help me. Answer it. But remember, nothing is wrong. Everything is nice and natural. And I'm here with a gun.
Hello?
Jan, don't speak. Just listen and say yes or no to my questions. Is there a man there threatening you?
Yes.
I am speaking from the house next door. Lieutenant MacDonald is with me. Now pretend I'm the next door neighbor.
Yes, Frank. Of course.
Lieutenant MacDonald will be coming to you in 1 minute.
What's going on?
It's the next door neighbor. Yes?
He will be your next door neighbor. He is coming to borrow my power drill. Do you understand? Yes or no?
Yes.
Good. When he comes, get as far away from Cameron as you can. Now say goodbye and hang up.
Yes, that'll be fine, Frank. Bye. See you in a minute.
What was that all about? Who's coming here?
It was Frank, the next door neighbor. He wants to borrow John's power drill.
Does he? Does he now? Well, you'd better give it to him. But I'll be watching you, so no funny business. I'll be standing right next to you with a gun in my pocket. Got it?
Yes. Yes, I understand.
Yes. And if he asks, I'm Richard from Durban. Now go on, answer it. I'll sit in this chair and watch. One false move and you're dead. Go on.
Hello, Jan. Oh, I see you've got company.
Yeah, well, I'm Richard Smith. A friend of John's from Durban.
Oh, nice to meet you, Richard.
Yeah.
So, where's the drill, Jan?
Oh, he keeps it in this cupboard. Here you are.
Oh, thank you, Jan. I wonder if it'll fit my power socket. Do you know anything about drills, Mr. Smith?
No, I don't.
Well, have a look at this one.
Baby! What?
Nice work, Captain.
Don't worry, darling. It's all over now. Everything's going to be all right. Well, thanks for keeping him away from the back door, Lieutenant.
Yeah, that's quite all right. You must have the lightest feet in the force.
No, I shouldn't have hit him like that. I know it's not regulation, but I couldn't help myself.
Don't worry. I don't think anybody's going to mind.
Cameron was duly tried and charged with murder. Some weeks after sentence was passed, he was hanged at Pretoria Central Prison.
They prowl the empty streets at night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of Squad Cars. Cameron. Listen again next Friday evening to another authentic story in our dramatic South African police series, Squad Cars, brought to you by General Motors, makers of the biggest and most exciting range of cars, trucks, and commercial vehicles in the world. Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Beaumont, Chevrolet, Opel, Holden, Vauxhall, Bedford, GMC, and Ranger, South Africa's own car.